Speaking of the holidays, this is a Muser tradition. We have a phone number for Santa Claus at the North Pole, and we call him every year around this time just to wish him well and check in on him. So, Jer, why don't you dial up Santa Claus?
So exciting.
We're the only radio show in America that he makes time for.
North Pole?
Yes, Santa Claus, please.
Speaking.
Santa, it's the Musers from the Ticket.
Musers, good to hear you.
Hey, Santa.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Glad to hear your voices. Ho, 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 ho.
Wow.
Wish it was a different time of year you were calling, but...
Why's that?
Well, it seems like you guys always call when I'm up to my ass in toys.
Well, yeah, it's your season. It's Christmas.
Maybe call around the 4th of July when I'm not so busy. Just an idea.
Okay. Hey, did you get my list, Santa?
I sure did, George. I'm looking over it right now.
Oh, good.
Got to be honest with you, I'm not sure I can meet all of your Christmas demands.
I didn't make demands. I just had a couple of, you know, suggestions.
A jar of Casey Musgrave's bathroom. What does that mean?
That is not my list, sir. That's somebody else's.
And what is an adult breastfeeding kit?
I shouldn't have said anything. That is not my list. You know it.
And I'm not exactly sure how to get a hold of, quote, Lee Harvey's other bathtub.
You're thinking of somebody else on the show, I think.
Oh, okay. Understandable. But I of course, got stacks of kids all over the world send old Santy their Christmas demands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet that takes a lot of time reading through those letters.
Yeah, it does. And it sends my blood pressure through the roof, too, Junior. But Santy can't say that it's been a great year.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't have to hear all the details. I'm sure it was okay. It's fine. We're getting ready for Christmas. And
so much stuff's gone down. Where to begin? Well, there were certain financial improprieties old Santy's been accused of.
Oh, dear. That's terrible.
But I will say, I only said a portion was going to charity. A portion.
Oh.
The good news, kids, is I got some good lawyers, and I think we got a shot at beating this. So,
fingers crossed.
I only wish my DUI lawyers were half as good as these guys.
Don't say that.
You got one of those this year?
Yeah, old Santy has spent about half the year in lockup this year.
Oh.
Well, you know, you kind of look like a drinker. We always wondered.
I got caught by the North Pole's new 46 strikes and you're outlaw.
Oh, God. Comedians.
Yeah, these are tough lawmakers up here. And you can add me to the Weinstein list.
What? Santa.
Yeah, I knew when Larry King was taken down, it wasn't long for Santy to go.
Oh, no.
Was Larry King taken down?
What?
Yeah, when one woman comes forward, it's concerning, but when 2 million come forward, I got to be honest, it's a lot harder to explain them all away. You know what I'm saying, George?
Gosh, yeah, I guess.
Let's put it in perspective. I mean, 2 million women over 2,000 years, that's not bad.
Yeah, you've been around a long time. It's still bad, but...
Yeah, I'm like George. Culture has really changed a little too much for my taste.
I never said that.
Moving fast.
But at least I'm still alive.
Yeah.
For now, anyway.
Well, what do you mean?
My protease inhibitors stopped working. And, gosh. I guess you can say it's full-blown now.
Oh, Santa, that's horrible.
Oh, Santa has full-blown AIDS now, kids, but that's all right.
It's all right.
I got in early on Litecoin, so that's good news.
You have 2 million phone calls to make.
Kids are always asking me, how are the elves? How's Rudolph?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of the elves have left my workforce.
Hmm. Why?
You know, you would think running a sweatshop in a sub-zero climate would be a welcomed situation.
Would you?
Labor Department disagreed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, plus my workplace death rate got a little too high.
Jeez, man.
We were running at about 50% mortality rate.
That's a little high, yes.
Yeah, you know, losing elves left and right. It got so bad I stopped even learning their names, but... But old Rudolph...
Yeah, he's doing great, isn't he?
Well, how can I put this?
Oh, no.
I wouldn't consider him part of the living anymore.
What?
Part of the... Not all my fault. The Sam's Club closed up here in August, and we needed winter meat, and... Well, you do what you got to do, George.
And, no.
Do what you got to do.
No.
Hey, it's survival, right?
It's survival.
Yeah, but that's right. Rudolph.
Yeah, I know, but I got to tell you, wasn't half bad tasting either. Wasn't half bad.
Gosh.
And in my personal life...
We didn't ask.
Hasn't this all been about your personal life?
Yeah. Word of warning to kids out there when you grow up. And you start swinging with other couples, don't underestimate the possibility of Mrs. Claus leaving you for a former Cleveland Brown. Swinging is all about trust, kids. And
no, stop it!
And I trusted that lying C.
Santa.
Claus, lying Mrs. Claus.
Right.
And, to be fair, I always knew she was a size queen, but that always put old Santa on the tentative list at best. But still figured she would stay with me because of the celebrity status.
Right.
Particularly around Christmas time. But well, we'll make the best of it.
We'll moral, make the best of it. I think what we've all learned this morning, kids, is that Mrs. Claus is a size queen.
She is, but good news is I started dating again. You heard of this Tinder thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That actually led to a girlfriend, so shout out to B. Stiviano.
Be careful there, Santa.
Yeah.
And I saw a report that said that Santa was the nemesis of Jesus at Christmas time.
What?
That's terrible.
That's fake news. That's fake news.
Yeah.
I actually met Jesus. I was there at that barn hospital when he was born. Mm-hmm. You may see me kneeling in those manger scenes.
Yeah, I've seen a few of those. Yeah.
I was there, and I was a close personal friend of Jesus, and we lost him way too soon, to be quite honest.
Well, yeah, I guess.
I only outlived him, you know, by about 2,000 years, but...
It seems unfair.
It does seem a little bit unfair, but, hey, Junior, I got your Christmas wish list, and
well, we got to go, Santa.
I'm adding 1,000 new bikes to the bike share program.
I think we've miscommunicated here. I don't want that.
Hey, I gotta let you go. I'm pissing blood here.
Oh,
Merry Christmas!
All right, bye, Santa. We have such high hopes for that every year, and come away so depressed.